When you get up every morning, roll out of bed, put your feet on the ground, what's your plan for living out your life today for Jesus? I mean, what do you have to do? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Sometimes we take something really very simple and we turn it into something quite complex. Let me ask you this. If you love God, what do you have to do in living out your life to honour Him? Now, that's a simple question, but the temptation here is to trot out a whole list of things as long as your arm. Do this and this and this and don't do that or that or that. In fact, did you know that the Old Testament law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, contains 613 commandments and prohibitions? That's way too many even to remember, let alone to live out day by day. Paul the Apostle was a student of the Scriptures, a leader amongst the most fanatical sect of all, the Pharisees. These guys went to ridiculous lengths to try to live out those 613 commandments and prohibitions. And yet, after he met Jesus, the complex commandments of the law for him became ever so simple. This is what he wrote, Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. You should owe nothing to anyone except that you will always owe love to one another. The person who loves others has done all that the law commands. The law says you must not commit adultery, you must not murder anyone, you must not steal, you must not want what belongs to someone else. All these commands and all the other commands are really only one rule. Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. Love doesn't hurt others, so love is the same as obeying the law. It's not rocket science, is it? That's God's word. Fresh for you today. Love is a simple concept, but it's not always that easy to live out day by day. And that's why I love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.